listener hears Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Indonesian government has allocated up to $13.8 billion for health sector in the 2026 draft state budget, according to Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati. The funding will be used to improve the quality of healthcare services, including through the strengthening of the National Health Insurance Program. It also aims to expand access to quality health services and reduce the financial burden on the public when accessing care. The Indonesian government's free school program Sekolah Rakyat or People's School will implement three types of curricula to support both academic learning and character development. Muhammad Nuh, chairperson of the Sekolah Rakyat Formation Team, on Tuesday said the first curriculum is a preparatory one before formal schooling begins. The second follows the national formal school curriculum, while the third focuses on life skills education. Nuh emphasized that the three curricula are designed to complement each other with no overlap in their implementation. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So we have played a lot of nice songs from Indonesia in the early morning at 6 a.m. We played rather jazzy swing style songs, and then at 7 o'clock we play the songs that is so relatable for the youngster, the millennials especially. But right now I'd like to give some good time for boomers and people before, because we got some oldies on our playlist. So let's begin with Ebit Gade with Kupu Kupu Kertas or The Paper Butterfly.
Setiap waktu engkau tersenyum, sudut matamu memancarkan rasa keresahan yang terbenam, kerinduan yang tertahan, duka dalam yang tersembunyi jauh di lubuk hati. Kata-katamu riuh mengalir bagai gerimis. Seperti angin tak pernah diam, selalu beranjak setiap saat, menebarkan jala asmara, menaburkan aroma luka, benih kebencian kau tanam. Bakar ladang gersang
you've just listened to Kupu-kupu Kertas or the Paper Butterfly by Ebit G.A.D. The song was released in 1995 and it's so beautiful, listener. It is an expression of love. Like, it seems that, I mean, the lyric is not simple. We cannot say the meaning is A, B, and C, but one of them is about expression of love or the feeling of being loved by someone. And the next song will be coming for you. The next one will be by Ermi Kulit. Wow, one of the legend in Indonesia, with a song entitled Kasih. Kasih was released in 1986, and it's about an expression. If the song by Ebit G.A.D. was a love, being loved by somebody to us, but this one is about we are trying to love somebody and we want them to believe us that we live and even die only for them. A very nice expression of love, right? So we'll play Ermi Kulit with Kasih after this next one.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Tiada sepi, ku lewatkan hari.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Andi and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Saat tawa ku buatmu tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyum ku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. Letih ini tak perlu kau risaukan, toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian, lagi-lagi ku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu adalah bahagiaku, ku pastikan selalu melindungi. Katamu aku manusia super, setiap saat terlihat kuat. Tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan, padahal aku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu adalah bahagiaku, ku pastikan selalu merindungimu. Karena sedihmu, senangmu, hidupmu adalah tanggung jawabku. Ooh.
And you're still tuned to a radio service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, let's go to the esports sector, in which Indonesian team Dewa United Esports, well, they failed in the play. Did they fail to join the playoffs of Mobile Legends Professional League Indonesia, or MPL ID, the 15th season of MPL ID, because they only made it into the regular match? And reported by AndaraNews.com, one of the member of Dewa United Esports, Delphin, he admitted to be quite sad because the team is yet to go to the playoff. And despite that, this become an important momentum for team regeneration, because team management trusts so much the young talented players to compete in the high level matches. So we wish that this will be a very nice lesson, not only lesson but also momentum for them to rise up again. If they fail in this season's MPL, maybe they will go into the next one. Stay strong for Dewa United Esports.
Oh, remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Yeah.
Listener want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kini ku mengungkap tanya, siapakah dirinya yang mengaku kekasihmu itu? Aku tak bisa memahami. Ketika malam tiba, ku rela kau berada dengan siapa kau melewatinya. Aku tak bisa memahami. Aku lelaki tak mungkin menerimamu bila ternyata kau mendua, membuatku terluka. Tinggalkan saja diriku yang tak mungkin menunggu. Jangan pernah memilih, aku bukan pilihan. Selalu terungkap tanya, benarkah kini dia wanita yang ku kenal hatinya? Aku tak bisa memahami. Aku lelaki tak mungkin menerimamu bila ternyata kau mendua, membuatku terluka. Tinggalkan saja diriku yang tak mungkin menunggu. Jangan pernah memilih, aku bukan pilihan. Tak perlu kau memilihku, aku lelaki bukan untuk dipilih.
Iwan Fals with Aku Bukan Pilihan, or I Am Not a Choice. And you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Now, I would like to choose a story for you. It is from South Sumatra. Let's go to a village called Kampung Gedong. But after this next one. So stay tuned on. Hello, what's up? It's Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong? Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment, we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with tin pits. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia team had the opportunity to document tours of local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact, in Kampung Gedong village.
Kita pengennya Kampung Gedong itu memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies. About a half hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, "Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District." In front of the village, near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm. One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island. Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun. The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, "Do not enter." Kwang Men, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini.
Historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in the tin mines, and they now have in 38th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Netty, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kemplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments. Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kamplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil and eggs. Wang Changmen, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu terutama suku Kek, suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or Kek clan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has entered the 8th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term serumpun sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. While for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiang Bongs, the Chungs, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liams, and many others.
According to Kuangmen, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment, as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan, kita di sini kalau sembahyang kubur, cengbeng itu ramai, Pak.
When there is a celebration like Chengbang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly, even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Chengbang or the celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers, or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are krupuk kemplang and getas. Akyong, one of getas and krupuk kemplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi. Sagu, telur,
the first process
garam,
of making this kemplang is putting together squid, tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day, and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kemplang and getas depends on the season, when squid, shrimp, or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
The process of making krupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans, and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. Kemplang and getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong.
Pikir-pikir, apanya, apanya tuhan yang sebelah mana sesuatu sangat menarik. Oh, pikir-pikir apanya, apanya, apanya dong, dia punya apa? Sungguh mati aku tertarik. Mungkin itu rambutnya, dahinya, semuanya biasa saja. Coba aku lihat lagi, yang mana yang menarik? Saja, makin aku memandangnya, makin aku jatuh hati. Apa-apa-apanya dong, apanya dong, apanya dong, dong, dong. Apa-apa-apanya dong, apanya dong, dang ding dong, dang ding ding dong.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener got something to say, you can say it to the application RRA Digital. Right below the player, there is the comment section. So tell us how you feel about our program. And if you have some questions, just fire away. Keep listening to the Voice of Indonesia, one of which is through the RRA Digital.